two things I want to discuss with you guys tonight. Discuss with you about playing cards. Amazing, no one's leaving. And what the victory of over the Greeks should mean to us today. I'm sure many of you guys are familiar. In Sefer Tamim and Haggim, it does bring down what the minhag of dreidel playing is on Hanukkah. What's that all about? When the Greeks, Yimach Shemah, made the gzeirah that you Jews should not learn Torah, so many Jews, they fled to the caves and the hills and they learned Torah anyway. Like Rabbi Kiva, who would come many generations later, taught us with his famous mashal about the fox and the fish, that you can't survive without Torah. So many Jews learned Torah in private, and in every group they assigned someone to be, you know, the shomer, the lookout. If he ever detected a patrol of Greek soldiers coming, he would warn everyone, and they would immediately put away their svarim, they would take out the dreidels. That's where the minhag comes from. As Rav David Olasky, he spoke in Torah about 5-6 years ago, a very memorable shmooze, and he wryly commented that today, you know, we have it the other way around. We play with the dreidels, and then the Rebbe comes in, and we hide them and take out the slum. No? Well, come on, that's where the minute comes from. I assume that those who have a minig, we call such a fun card, over on Hanukkah, probably stems from the idea of dreidels. We have to understand it by saying. That's why we need to see the Makor inside the Tamim and Hagim, like we just explained. The idea is that this was our way of defeating the Greeks. They tried to stop us from learning Torah, and we defied them. We're going to learn Torah anyway. We don't care. The dreidel was just a hechi timsa to make sure we had our way in learning Torah. It's an important idea to keep in mind, keep our focus. What the time of Hanukkah is all about. I feel as your Rebbe, it's my duty to. You deserve the truth. That's why I wanted to tell you that. Perhaps not everyone is willing to accept the truth. Okay, no, no. But I owe it to you as my Talmidim. I need to tell you these things. Now, why is it that we should care one way or the other today, here in 2010, that we defeated the Greeks thousands of years ago? You see, indeed, the chilonim, one chag they get into all year round is Hanukkah. They light candles, they're very into it. They might even sing, Mosur, or their own songs, Mi Yemaleh Gvurot Yisrael, you know the song? What are they into? They're into the idea of Jews defeating their enemies. Mm-hmm. So they redefine the whole thing as the superiority of Jewish might, according to their Fakrim Teshita. But in the Chinami, what is it that we're supposed to be inspired about? Hanukkah, 3,000 years ago, came out. 2,500 years ago, maybe. Why are we celebrating Hanukkah today? What's this idea of defeating the Greeks? As many of you are learning Brachos, the Mishnah that teaches us the Tfilos of Rebbe Nechunya ben Hakana. One of the things, by the way, you're realizing as you were learning Maseches Brachos is you're seeing this. Ah, that's where this comes from. You know, the Tfilah Elokein Etzor, Elokad Shalein Etzor, Tfilah Yom Kippur, all the Tfilos, Tfilos Adderech, all these things, these are all brought down before us in the Maseches Brachos. One of the thrills of learning the Maseches Brachos, you start to realize a lot of the things I say on a day-to-day basis. This is where it comes from. So, too, when it comes to the Tfilos, those who say the Tfilos of going into the Beis Medrash, and when you leave the Beis Medrash, also, it's based on Mishnah, the fourth parak, of Nechunya ben Hakana. the tefillah after we leave the Beis Medrash, we also say by Yisim. That's why it's more familiar to many people than the first one. There's an expression there, remember, that the tefillah afterwards we're saying because we're thankful to Hashem. He has made us, He has given us, He has been mezakeh to us the lot of learning, of being amongst those who learn in the Beis Medrash. The first portion, the first. So, in that tefillah, we mention the following thing. Anu amelim, v'hem amelim. And we toil, we work hard, and they work hard. Who's they, by the way? Not goyim. It means anyone who does not live the life of a Gentile. That's what they means in that context. Anu amelim u'makablim sar. Whereas we, when we work hard, we get sar for it. Ufum sar agro. Heim amelim u'makablim sar. They don't get sar for their efforts. A classic example, picture two carpenters. They're each assigned to make a certain table, the same exact type of wood, same dimension, same everything. But there's one difference between these two carpenters. One is a very skilled carpenter, and he could do the job in a week, less. The other one, a bit spazzicated. It takes him 3 weeks. So for Shteisuch, we understand that even though they produce the exact same table, the one who produced it in 3 weeks is not going to be able to demand 1 cent more than what the other guy was. Right? That's partial. It's the output that counts, not the labor and toil that went into it. But we, Baruch Hashem, we have the opposite concept. I want to bring this home a little bit more. Let me give you a more extended mashal. Many of you know that I come from a town, West Hempstead, same as Rosh Hashiva and his family, his brothers. Now, Gravis, I was there recently, last June, seen it, and my parents are telling me it's filming out. But you could bet that when we were growing up, at the end of high school, it was not that way. It was a largely modern Orthodox community. Now, what sets modern Orthodox apart is that they're largely guided by the values of Western civilization. Not necessarily by Torah values. Now, Western values, everybody say, are based on the Greeks. Why? Who conquered the Greeks? No, who knows the history? The Romans. The Romans, however, adopted many of the Greek The as we know, Yah Elokim Yefes, the Greek civilization had many wonderful things. Anything the Goyim would consider wonderful, theater, sports. The Romans adopted many of it, and they made it their own. Eventually, when the Roman Empire collapsed, it broke off into two segments. One was called the Holy Roman Empire. One was called the Greek Orthodox Church. That was basically Russia, Turkey, everything to the east. The Holy Roman Empire was Europe. And eventually the United States, which, as we know, originally was English colonies. So basically, when we refer to Western civilization today, we're referring to the Greek culture. Greek culture, as we just said, is based on they don't value labor and effort necessarily. What they value is the finished product. So, for example, I'll give you a hypothetical case. Let's take one Mr. Schwartz. Doesn't matter where he's from. And this Mr. Schwartz was the station I've been in. I don't get me started on cell phones. I want to. Not just here and in Shul.
Come on in.
Come in.
So the kids, let's say Mr. Schwartz meets up with a friend of his. Oh, how you doing, Schwartz? I haven't seen you in a while. And this friend remembers that Mr. Schwartz has two sons. We'll call them Stephen and Robert, whatever. So he asks him, oh, how your sons, Stephen and Robert? New? How's Stephen? So Mr. Schwartz is beaming with pride as he tells him, Stephen, you see, Stephen was a genius. So he aced all his tests throughout high school. He easily got into whatever it is, Yale, Harvard, whatever Ivy League, best school of his choice. And even there, with minimal effort, he goes straight to the top. He's got all the best positions possible. waiting for him. So he's overflowing with nachas over his Stephenol. And then there's Robert. No one has Robert. Then Mr. Schwartz starts to come down a little. Who's Robert? Robert's not the genius his brother is. But he works hard. He worked hard through college. And unfortunately, he didn't make it. He dropped out after his freshman year. And he sold for a job as a clerk somewhere in some store. He works hard. He makes an honest living. But he didn't make it like Stephen did. So, yeah, Robert's doing okay, too. See, he's going with the attitude of not how much you work, it's how much you produce. So the smarter you are, that's why Western civilization always prioritizes intelligence. By them, intelligence is the most important thing, education. But if you're not educated, you're not intelligent, even if you work hard, you know, NASA is not going to hire you. Let's take that one. Now let's shift our focus and instead of Mr. Schwartz, let's talk about Rabbi Schwartz. Rabbi Schwartz is a standard Avreich or Magid Shir, Lakewood. He's also got two sons called Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven and Shimon will parallel them, you know, to make the marshal fit with previous Stephen and Robert. Second, we call him Stephen, should be Shimon, Robert, So Rabbi Schwartz also meets up with his friend. Oh, Schwartz, how you doing? How's your son? How's Reuven? And he's boasting about his Reuven he sent out to Israel. He got accepted to Panovich. He's one of the top guys in the Shia. He finishes Masechtas around the clock. And unbelievable. Not enough from Reuven. And what about Shimon? Now, Shimon didn't get into Panovich. Playing some other yeshiva. Whatever you want. Not Panovich. Shimon doesn't necessarily finish Masechtas like Reuven. But Akapanim, he works hard. And he goes through each daf with difficulty. Now, how does Rabbi Schwartz describe him to his friend? If he has any brains, and his hashkafas are intact, by the way, those two go together, but that's not for now. So, after he just got through praising Reuven and knew in how Shimon, so now his face is going to get even more intensely joyous and, you know, filled with nachas. My Shimon, he's in such and such yeshiva. He's being omel in his learning. He writes to me, emails to me, kashis, and tomorrow we talk about what Mamsefi's doing. And Faket, I get at least as much as nachas from Reuven, could be even more. Unfortunately, he's not a Baal Hashkafa, so he's going to react the same way Mr. Schwartz did in our other marshal. He's going to put his head down. Yeah, Shimon's doing okay, and she's a such and such. Shim, well. Everybody's right. What's the MS? The MS is Anu, Amelim, or Makapam Spot. And this Shimon in our marshal, you should have every bit of Nachas as much as Reuven. Now, some of you know, made a sim a couple of weeks ago. That's an example of what we're talking about here. It's not the output that we value, necessarily. It's how much you put into the job. How much you put into your learning. How much you put into your davening. Into your working on your midas. That's what we do. Value, and that's the opposite of what they value. So this now helps us understand in a new light. Yeah, the Festival of Lights, there you go. In a new light, what it means that we defeated the Greeks. Their civilization is not for us. You know, I'm sure you had in history something called Yiddish theater. It's foreign to us, that's the truth. The Jewish civilization the Jewish way was always Torah, always learning Torah. He's full throughout Shas, Midrashim. As recently as about 200 years ago, you have the Chai Odom, one of the early Apaiskim, the Achrayim. He writes in his Akdamah of Shlomo Brevdo, he brings this, that in his Zohar, no father or mother ever worried about the son in terms of Parnasa, in terms of buying him a house or whatever his gosh mystic needs was. That's never what they were. The only thing that they worried about, this is about 250 years ago, is will my son be much clearer from learning? As recent as that. This is the ick of Jewish identity, Torah. This is what we celebrate, that which we defeated the Greeks. Our emphasis on Torah, our emphasis on learning, on melus for Torah. These are all the things that we should cherish. And the truth of the matter is, you guys do have a lot to be proud of. Any number of you have various obstacles that you're facing as you're trying to learn, as you're trying to come upon to Seder, as you're trying this obstacle, that obstacle. So this is what you have to realize, as I say. Every Nisayon that's hard for you, and you conquer, not just only when you conquer it on a permanent basis of Adai, that's what you're shooting for, but every Nisayon, every battle within the war, also something to be proud of. And proud of you should be. That's very important. We should be zeicher to take that Yisoid with us this Hanukkah, that it's the toil, the labor that I'm doing that's important, and it makes me a somebody. It makes me somebody I should be proud of. Every time I get to the Beis Medrash, I learn with my chavrusa, and I work out the Gemara, and I put my mind to it, and I get the pshat. Doesn't matter how much necessarily cover, but I put my all into it. This is something that we should all be proud of, Rabbi Yisai. Should be zeicher, Saka, use all of our kaiches to be Amel and Taira. We'll be zeicher to see Mashiach who came to the Kodesh.
Amen.